Verse 17, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves over into lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ." And so that's my title this evening from verse 20. "You have not so learned Christ." Let's pray. Lord, use your word in our hearts this evening. Thank you for the privilege to be here and open it together. Teach us and use it to change us. We pray you'll meet with us now and guide every step we take during this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So what we find in this passage is if we're going to grow up, then we cannot, as it says in verse 17, walk as other Gentiles walk. Can't do it. We've got to make some changes in our life. And beware of these areas that he specifically mentions that the devil's going to try to draw us away from our maturity, draw us away from living for Jesus. And he lists them here for us. The first thing is the vanity of their mind. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes the devil attacks my thought life. Matter of fact, the Bible teaches that is one of his battlefields. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and see that. And so, if we're not careful, we will be drawn toward vanity in our mind. Now, what's vanity? Well, basically anything that's from us instead of God. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 94, "The Lord knoweth the thoughts of men that they are vanity," in Psalm 94:11. Pretty much everything about us is vanity. Remember Solomon when he wrote Ecclesiastes, he said, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities." All is vanity. So all that's related to us is vanity. The Bible says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And that affects our minds. And the devil knows that. Notice 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Verse 5. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." So you see words like imaginations, thoughts, the vanity of their mind. How do we fight that? Well, doesn't the Bible tell us when it talks about being a living sacrifice there in Romans chapter 12? "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice," right? "Holy, acceptable unto God, which is reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye renewed in your mind." So, if the devil's going to be attacking our minds and trying to lead us toward vanity in our minds, what is our solution? To be renewing our minds. And there's only one thing that has the power to do that. We know what it is, the Word of God. We have to stay in the Word as our defense against the devil's attacks on our thought life. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:13, "Gird up the loins of your mind." Protect it, in other words. Put a hedge about it. And we do that by being in the Word, meditating in the Word, using the Word to protect us. The vanity of their mind. So that's one area that the devil's going to try to draw us aside from maturing in our faith. Another one is in verse 18 of our passage, Ephesians 4, it says, "Having the understanding darkened." Say, can this happen to a Christian? Absolutely. Have you ever met a Christian that got messed up in their doctrine, or a Christian that pretty much quit on God? What happened? How was that possible? Well, their understanding was darkened. And again, look at 1 Corinthians 14. The defense is going to be the same. It's going to be the Word. But this is different. This is not attacking our thought lives as much as it's attacking our belief system. Notice 1 Corinthians 14:20. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. Understanding of what? Of the truth. So, if we're not careful, and the devil is very crafty, he's going to try to go after not only our thought life, but our beliefs, such that our understanding is darkened. And we know who the prince of darkness is, the devil, and that's what he wants. He wants to get us confused. He wants to lead us astray. Remember, we saw that verse earlier in the chapter. It says, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. That's understanding darkened. Tossed to and fro. Cast about. Oh, what about this? Oh, I need to believe this instead. That's what the devil wants. He doesn't want us to be grounded in our understanding of God's Word. He wants us to be confused. He wants our understanding to be darkened. And so we have to protect ourselves. The Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. So these things can lead us astray. Go to 1 John 2:11, and we'll see another verse about this, about the understanding being darkened. And again, the defense is the Word of God. Look at 1 John 2:11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So when we are led into darkness, it affects our behavior as well. So vanity of their mind, understanding darkened, and then look at back in our passage, Ephesians 4:18, number 3, it says the blindness of their heart. Notice it says, alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. What's ignorance? Ignorance is lack of knowledge or lack of understanding, lack of wisdom. And can a Christian be ignorant? Yes, they can. Can a Christian have their heart blinded? Yes, they can. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to go to hell, but it means they're going to become ineffective for God if they allow this to happen. And what's the defense? Go to Colossians 1:10 and we'll see against this blinding of the heart. Colossians 1:10. The Bible says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now look at 2 Peter chapter 1, if you would, in verse 9, where Peter is warning about the same thing. He's talking about growing. He starts up at verse 5. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and hath forgotten, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Why? Because he wasn't maturing. As we see, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness. Where do all these things come from? They come from this Holy Spirit of God indwells us. And as we yield to him, these things happen in our lives. But God says that if you lack these things, you're heading in the wrong direction toward blindness. So the blindness of the heart, and again, what is the defense? The Word of God. The Word of God. And then number 4 in verse 19 of our passage, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. So you can see the progression here. You can see that it starts with the mind, the vanity of the mind, then the understanding darkened, and then the heart blinded. And what happens? The behavior. Christians who allow this to happen in their lives are not growing in the Lord. The devil's leading them astray. What the end result is? They start acting like the world. Lasciviousness, uncleanness, greediness. Now, go to Romans 8:5 and we'll see that God explains it very simply, that at any given time, we are either walking in the flesh or we are walking in the Spirit. So what's the solution here? We've got to be walking in and yielded to and filled with the Holy Ghost of God. Notice Romans 8:5. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Is it possible for Christians to get involved in lasciviousness and uncleanness and greediness? Absolutely. And so, I like this because God has given us the other side of the coin. He said, I want you to grow up in your faith. I want you to mature in Jesus Christ. And here's what happens if you don't. Here's the reality of what occurs. You're going to be just like the Gentiles, he says. Walking in the vanity of their mind, their understanding darkened, their hearts blinded, and eventually giving themselves over to lasciviousness and uncleanness and greediness. God says we have to protect ourselves from these things. Go to 2 Timothy 2 and we'll see this. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, where again God warns us that if we're going to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, which by the way we are soldiers of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Entangleth himself with what? The things of the world. It's a tough balance. Jesus said, I pray not that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil. We've got to live in this world and work in this world and function in this world without being of this world. That's tough. That's part of being mature, is being able to walk that line. And if we are not careful, the devil will lead us astray, and this will be the final result. As he says back in our passage, chapter 4, verse 20, but ye have not so learned Christ. Paul is writing to the Ephesian Christians. So far, he's been commending them for their faith. But here he's warning them and us and saying, this isn't what you've been taught. This isn't what you've learned as you've learned about Jesus Christ and growing in Him, which is what chapter 4 is about, our maturity. He said, you've not learned this. You've not learned to yield to the devil's attacks on your thought life and be led astray with false doctrine and having your understanding darkened and acting like a Gentile. He said, you've not so learned Christ. What have we learned? We'll look at Romans chapter 6 and verse 1. We've learned in Christ that we are to live like Christ and that it's possible through God. Through His Word, through the Holy Spirit, it is possible. Notice Romans 6:1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Paul is writing this to people who don't believe in eternal security. There's still people like that today. They're all around us. And Paul is saying, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Will we have infinite grace? All of our sins are forgiven. He's saying, well, now that we have been saved and we're going to heaven, should we just do whatever we want? And that's everybody's argument against eternal security, isn't it? What's his answer? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? This flesh has been crucified, so stop listening to it and stop living for it. God forbid, he says. The answer is, go to Titus chapter 2, is instead to deny those things and to mature in the Word of God. Notice Titus chapter 2 and verse 12. He says, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. See, that word denying, that's an act of our will. Denying. Because you think we're going to get tempted with sin tomorrow? Yep. And the next day? Yes. And it never stops. But a Christian that's growing up, as we saw last week, and maturing in their faith, is able to stand against these attacks. And they will come. Attacks on our mind, attacks on our doctrine, and attacks on our flesh. It's going to come from all directions. What can we do? Grow up. Mature in the faith. Be in the Word. Lean on the Holy Ghost. Walk in Him. And, you know, the Bible wouldn't tell us to walk in the Spirit if it wasn't possible. But it's not automatic. That's the tough part, isn't it? It'd be nice if we could just go to the altar during a service and say, that's it, from today forward, I'm walking in the Spirit. I'm done. No more sin problems. Wouldn't that be just wonderful if we could do that? It just doesn't work like that. We're going to struggle with sin until the day we leave this earth. And the devil isn't going to leave us alone and his helpers. So grow up and remember that when the devil comes, we have not so learned Christ. Let's pray. Lord, thank you.